The Foxconn Technology Plant being constructed in Racine County has some lawmakers concerned about environmental issues like air pollution and the use of Lake Michigan's water. And in northeastern Illinois, the potential for flooding has officials there worried. With a loss of wetlands and natural surfaces at the Foxconn site, they fear more water could be making its way to the flood-prone Des Plaines River. Scott Gordon is the associate editor of Wisconntext.org, and he recently wrote about this. Central Time host Rob Ferret talked with him earlier this week.
Connect the dots for us. Lake County in, northeastern Illinois. We've got Foxconn in southeastern Wisconsin. Why are there worries about what happens on the Wisconsin side of the border is going to affect the water in Illinois?
Well, there's a river called the Des Plaines River that starts kind of in southern Racine County and flows south into northeastern Illinois, eventually runs into the Illinois River. And Racine's the Foxconn plant in Racine County will kind of be partially in the watershed of the Des Plaines River. And basically, anytime you add a lot of human development to an area, with lots of pavement and rooftops and whatnot, that always creates the, potential for more flooding because, rainwater and snow melt has to go somewhere. And, if it's running across an impervious surface, as it's called, like a paved surface or what have you, then it's way more likely to end up in a storm sewer and/or a surface water body.
And you write that this part of Illinois that's worried, they've had flooding and greater concerns about flooding even now pre-Foxconn, right?
Yeah, the Des Plaines and other, rivers in that area have had some pretty significant flooding in recent years. The Des Plaines has set some flooding records even a couple of times this decade. And, obviously that flooding creates, a huge amount of damage to, to people's homes and to businesses and infrastructure and whatnot. So obviously it's something that officials in Lake County and the state of Illinois are concerned about. And, the other issue here is that thanks in part to climate change, the Midwest is expected to get kind of wetter, to get more rain, more frequent extreme rainfall events, and so all this could kind of potentially up the ante for flooding in the region.
Talk to us about the scope of how much could be replaced here by non-permeable surfaces in the Foxconn development, replacing ground, even replacing wetlands.
Yeah, so there's a lot of wetland area in the development area for Foxconn that could be filled in, and of course, as a lot of people know, a lot of the land that's being used for Foxconn has previously been rural land, agricultural land, and so forth. Although there is industry in that area too, and it's in southeastern Wisconsin, which is already pretty developed populous area, but they will be adding quite a lot of that, and there will be quite a lot of wetlands filled in. Of course, the incentives bill that the state passed for Foxconn includes some provision that kind of speed their way as they're doing that.
What kind of official action has there been from government officials in Illinois in response to the Foxconn plant and these concerns about flooding?
So far, there hasn't been a lot that's actually been official. The Illinois State Senate and the County Board of Lake County, Illinois, have passed these resolutions, calling on Wisconsin to, kind of be tougher on Foxconn from an environmental standpoint. And the Illinois Attorney General and the City of Chicago, though, have teamed up to sue the EPA for a recent decision to loosen smog restrictions in a few different areas across the Midwest, including in the area of the Foxconn plant, which, will probably make it a lot easier and cheaper for Foxconn to sort of satisfy environmental regulators and, makes it cheaper for them to install pollution controls that will satisfy those requirements. So, and Illinois has also expressed some concerns over Foxconn's use of water from Lake Michigan. They haven't done anything formal on that, but the state attorney general, when that process was going on, sent a letter to the Wisconsin DNR raising concerns basically about the quality of the wastewater that Foxconn would be discharging back to Lake Michigan. So not a ton yet that's really concrete or would lead to something legally binding except for that EPA lawsuit. But, clearly there's concern on this from several different environmental perspectives.
And did I read this right? Somebody went to the Army Corps of Engineers asking them to weigh in on these issues. What happened?
The Army Corps of Engineers said that they didn't think it was, you know, within their jurisdiction to weigh in on this.
Talking to Scott Gordon from wiscontext.org about concerns over impact on flooding in northeastern Illinois from the Foxconn facility in southeastern Wisconsin. Scott, what have stakeholders on the Wisconsin side of the border, people supportive of the Foxconn plant, said about these concerns?
Well, they've pointed out that Foxconn does have to pay into a wetlands remediation program. And it's interesting. There's one, at least kind of one sense in which Foxconn will face tougher environmental regulations. Mostly it's facing looser ones. And that's that it has to replace the wetlands that it fills in at twice the acreage, basically. But what that means is that they pay money into a state program that will then kind of contract out to build new wetlands in the area. And it's not clear exactly when or where those new wetlands will be built or how they'll kind of compensate for the effects of the development itself.
Right. These wetlands might not be in a place that addresses the runoff concerns that people in Illinois have. And as you say, they won't be ready right when Foxconn is being built anyway.
That's right. And typically the program that we're talking about has taken a couple of years to get from point A to point B on that.
And then there have been some studies in southeastern Wisconsin. Can you talk about what they've been looking at there?
So an organization in southeastern Wisconsin called the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission basically did a study of the site and did some stormwater modeling. And their study says that, you know, as long as basically the village of Mount Pleasant sort of does what it's sort of keeps up its normal stormwater control standards, then the development shouldn't create any additional flooding problems. That study uses rain data that's old and doesn't take into account, you know, the increased rainfall that the region is expected to get under climate change. And, you know, Stuart Pack has argued that it'd be hard to sort of take projections about future rainfall and, you know, zoom them in on the relatively small geographic area of the Foxconn plant.
Right. That study you mentioned only goes up to 1994, and the concerns from Northeast Illinois is that, hey, that's 20 plus years ago, and we've been getting more rain or more intense rain in some periods since then.
Right. And so some officials in Lake County are kind of trying to do their own evaluation of this study and, you know, get some of their own analysis on it. And that's yet to come, you know, whatever they find or conclude from that. So that'll be interesting and I think probably inform where this whole conflict goes next.
Right. And let's talk about where it goes next. As you say, there's not really much in terms of official challenges from Illinois, apart from that ozone, which is related but not directly related to the water. So what are you watching for next in this story of Illinois' concerns about Foxconn?
Well, let's see. I guess the election, one way or another, will have some bearing on that. You know, also, of course, there could be more lawsuits either from the state of Illinois or from, you know, local governments in Illinois. You know, we'll just have to see. I mean, there have been these, you know, interstate sort of environmental conflicts that have gone to federal court before. And, you know, there, I think also zooming out from the Foxconn thing itself, there's also this continued concern across northeastern Illinois, southeastern Wisconsin about how do we manage future development? How do we, you know, make sure to kind of keep intact natural things like wetlands that can help prevent flooding, you know, and how do we manage this, you know, increase in rain that we're supposed to get, especially, you know, if you look back over the last few summers and see how much flooding we've had around Wisconsin.
We'll leave it there for now. Scott, thanks for bringing us up to date.
Thank you, Rob.
Scott Gordon is the associate editor of wiscontext.org. He talked with Rob Ferret earlier this week about concerns that the Foxconn development could cause more flooding in northeastern Illinois.